this time. Kids, come on over. Come on, kids. I'm going to want you to have a seat right over here, okay? And I'm going to be with you before you go to Sunday school. All right. Look at all you guys. This is great. Yeah. Come on down. Oh, okay. So I'll sit over here then, okay? So here, why don't we sit on the floor? We'll get to get here. Come on. Come on. It's not often I get to sit on the floor like this. So, come closer, guys. Come closer, because I have something to give you at the end of the sermon, so you want to be close. So, all during this past few weeks, I've been having sermons, stories. And I've been sharing a story in particular about a little girl. And this little girl really wanted to go to Sunday school. But when she went to the church, they turned her away, and she was crying as she left the church. And the pastor came along and saw her, and she told him, you know what, I can't get into Sunday school, but I want to go. And so you know what, he took her by the hand and led her into Sunday school so that she could be there. And she was so happy. And she wanted other kids like her that lived around the church to be able to hear about Jesus. And a couple of years went by, and unfortunately she died. And they found her body in one of the poor buildings that was surrounding the church there. And when they moved her body, they found underneath her body a little red crumpled purse that she had gotten out of the garbage somewhere, but it was her purse, and she loved it. Well, you know what happened? When they opened up the purse, they found 57 cents, and they found a little note, and the note read the following. This is to help build the little church bigger so more children can go to Sunday school. And the pastor that had invited her into Sunday school 2 years earlier came and picked up this little girl and got her purse and was just in tears about what happened and had her special service. But he knew what he was going to do. He went to the church and he shared with them the story about the little girl. And about her crumpled red purse, and about the note that was inside, and the 57 cents, and how she wanted to build a little church and make it bigger so more children could go to Sunday school. And the people were just touched by this. They were touched by this little girl and what she did. And so what happened was, over the coming years, they started to raise money for making the little church bigger. And there was this guy that did real estate, bought and sold houses and land and stuff like that. And he heard about the story. And he had a piece of land that was worth thousands and thousands of dollars. And he said, you know what, little church, if you want, you can buy this piece of land for me for thousands of dollars. It's a great deal. But the little church didn't have enough money. So you know how much he sold the land to the little church for? 57 cents. And more people began to give money. And if you ever go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, make sure your parents take you to a church named Temple Baptist Church. It seats about 3,300 people now. And there's a large Sunday school building that's big enough to house the hundreds of children that go to Sunday school. And there's also a university that is there and a hospital. All because of a little girl who wanted other children just like herself to be able to go to Sunday school, and she saved 57 cents, and her 57 cents God used to create a miracle. So I just want you to know that even though sometimes as kids, as children, you may kind of wonder, do I really make a difference? Does anybody really notice me? Does anybody really listen to me? Does God really know I'm here? God knows you're here. And God loves that you're here. Just like the little girl in that tenement building, her gift to God and the gift of her life was very beautiful to him. Just like your life is very beautiful to him as well, and to all of us. So I have a special present for you today before you go to Sunday school, okay? For each one of you. What I have is a little bag. and each bag has 57 cents in it. Big deal, Father Joe. What am I going to do with 57 cents? Well, I want you to keep it. I want you to keep it and remember the story about this little girl I told you and how God used not just her 57 cents, but her beautiful heart to do something great. But you can still open up this baggie because there's a red piece wrap of chocolate in here, red candy. Oh, yeah. Really good stuff, too. I sampled it for you just to make sure. And that red wrapped candy is to remind you of the gift of her heart and the gift of her love and how God honored that and how beautiful that was to her, just like how beautiful your heart is to God, too. So here, I want to give each one of you a gift, okay? I want you to have this and enjoy this and remember this as you go off to Sunday school today, okay? And you know what? How about if we have a little prayer here today before you go? But first, I want to make sure all of you get your gift here, okay? Here you go. Come on. Come on, guys. Right behind you there. Oh, yes. Luke, you get one too. Does everybody have one? Alex, here you go. Everybody gets one. Okay, everybody has one? All right, let's pray. Let's put our hands on the red purse, okay? We want to remember the little girl with the red purse. Come on. Come on up, Luke. Come on, guys. Come on, Emmeline. Come right here, honey. You're going to, yeah, come over here. There you go. You want to hold the red purse? There you go. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful true story of this little girl and her red purse. We thank you that she wanted to go to Sunday school and she wanted all of her friends to go to Sunday school too. So she saved 57 cents, all that she could to make the little church bigger. Lord, we thank you for our children here today. We thank you for them and bless them and keep them. We thank you for the beauty of their lives, and we thank you for the gift of their hearts. Bless them, Lord, and draw them close to you, for we ask it in your name. Amen. Amen. Have a great time in Sunday school, guys, okay? Bye. Bye. Yeah, it smells good, doesn't it? See ya. How do you like my gear? Oh, you want one? Oh, I'm going to use this, but you can have one. There you go. There you go. I have two more left in case anybody wants one, all right? All right, Robert, here you go, buddy. No. Asking you shall receive. Here you go, brother. Come on over. Don't be bashful. Give it up for Robert. He wanted one. He gets one. All right. What a powerful story. I keep on telling that story and keep on sharing it, and I don't get tired of telling it and sharing it. I was especially looking forward to this time this morning with our children and bringing that story home to them in a way that I hope that they will remember, at least when they find that 57 cents laying all over the floor in their drawer somewhere, that they would remember about the little girl and her red purse and the gift of 57 cents. But you know, the whole point of this story that I've been sharing with you over the past few weeks is the reality that this little girl wanted so much to go to Sunday school and was so touched by her experience that she wanted other children to be able to go. And she was overwhelmed by that moment that she had in that church. And for them to find her body 2 years later dead and laying on top of a red crumpled purse with 57 cents in it and a note and all of the incredible miracles that happened after that, the building of a church much bigger, the Sunday school rooms that house hundreds of children to this day, a school and a university. It not only speaks about the power of 57 cents, does it? But it speaks about the power of a child's heart, of anybody's heart, that really wants something deeply for God. You know, 57 cents, you noticed how excited the kids got when I mentioned that to them. They couldn't contain their excitement. I mean, 57 cents didn't buy very much back in that little girl's day. It doesn't buy very much today either, does it? Not a whole lot. A lot less, as a matter of fact. But it's not about the 57 cents. It's about that girl's heart. And you see, that's what was beautiful to God. It was beautiful to him, her sacrifice. It was beautiful to him that she put it in her little red purse with that note, obviously with the hope of taking it to that pastor and giving it to him soon, in the hopes that he would make the little church bigger. But she never made it back. And so I believe part of what God is speaking to you and me here over these past few weeks as I've reflected with you on the gift of stewardship, as I've reflected with you on the gift of God's call in our life to give. You're exploring that already, aren't you, Helena? You'll have time for that chocolate, girl. Enjoy it. You'll have time for it. That God is calling you and me to begin to think about and pray about, what does sacrifice look like for us? What does being sacrificial look like for us in the area of our heart, our time, our talent, and our treasure? I've spent some time over the past few weeks reflecting with you what that might look like. In terms of your heart, what might it look like for you and I to be more sensitive to God in terms of our prayer life and getting into the scripture? If God taps us on the shoulder at 2 or 3 in the morning, and it's not just that pizza we ate too late, but it really is God, are we willing to get up and begin to pray and be with him and be with him and be with his people? What would it look like for you and I to begin to sacrifice our time and not only continue to do the things that you and I love to do, but add something a little bit extra in giving maybe to the poor at St. Matthew's or helping the thrift shop or whatever it is God might put on your heart to do? What would it look like for you to sacrifice in terms of your talent? I give thanks to God for all of the gifts that each of you have and the many ways in which God uses you to touch other people's lives that only you and God know about. But again, what would it look like for you and I to sacrifice just a little bit more of ourselves and to give the gift of ourselves to another? And finally, I ask you here today, with all 57 cents in this little bag, what would it look like for you and me to begin to sacrifice financially for the kingdom of God? Again, I would say to you here today, I am grateful for whatever financial gifts you have given to this place and to God's kingdom. But I believe God is inviting us to something more and something deeper. You know, as you look at the lesson today in the gospel, can I borrow your bulletin, Martin? Thank you. As you look at the gospel lesson today, you'll notice it's very short, which personally I love. But you'll notice that Jesus sat down opposite the treasury. And he was just kind of watching people come and bring their gifts. Now, the thing about Jesus is, Jesus not only sees what's going on, but he perceives more deeply what's happening. And he observed his disciples, all of the rich people that were coming to the treasury and giving their gifts. And then there was this widow who gave a penny. And guess what? A penny in Jesus' day wasn't a whole lot. A penny in that little girl's day wasn't a whole lot, and today it's a whole lot less, isn't it? But for her, it was all that she had to live on. And like that little child, this widow's mite was beautiful to God. Her sacrifice touched the heart of Jesus and invited the disciples and invites all of us into reflecting, what does sacrificial giving look like? Thank you, Martin. You know, I don't know about you, but even as I've been sharing this message, it's easy to allow it to go in one ear and out the other. In fact, we might be kind of inclined to do that. We give because we want to give. We give to be a blessing. We give because we're part of God's church. But when we begin to think about what it might look like for us to give sacrificially in our heart, our time and talent and treasure, I think it's hard for us to listen to that and to really consider that. So let me try and help you with that a little bit, as the Lord has been trying to help me with that a little bit. And I'll simply start with wherever you may be. If you're maybe at the place of giving financially 5% of your income, I'm thankful for that, and the Lord is too. What would it look like for you to begin to give 6 or 7%? If you're tithing right now at 10% of your income, what would it look like for you to continue the tithe and maybe add an offering as well? Maybe you're like that wealthy real estate developer who owns parcels and lands and houses and has a big bank account, and God has really blessed you materially and financially. And thank God for that. What would it look like for you to hear the voice of the Lord and, if you will, sell a parcel of land to a little church that's worth thousands of dollars for 57 cents? You know, as wealthy as that real estate developer was, as much as he had been blessed so much throughout his life, I believe one of the greatest moments in his life was when he sold that piece of land worth thousands of dollars to the church for 57 cents. That was his greatest deal that he ever made. And so, beloved of God, as you and I gather here together today, I want to celebrate with you the gift of stewardship. I know we have this series every year. I know some of you are probably praying and hoping, hey, maybe Father Joe won't do the stewardship series again in October. I have people ask me every year, they have company come and visit in all months October, Father Joe, are you doing the stewardship series again this year? Yes, I am. And I do that because I believe it's very important. I believe stewardship is at the heart of what it means for us to walk in our relationship with the Lord. We serve a God who is abundant. We serve a God who is giving. We serve a God who is loving. We serve a God who loves to bless us, who gives to us pressed down and overflowing in most abundant and wonderful ways. Our God is a giver. And in the stewardship of our heart, our time, our talent, and our treasure, God is inviting you and me to experience the fullness of joy in being a giver, just like our mighty God. So may the Lord touch you and me this day and throughout the rest of this week to be open to the leading of His Holy Spirit, to be open to the Holy Spirit leading us in such a direction that we might be willing, like that little girl, to sacrifice. And not sacrifice because we have to, not sacrifice with our teeth gritting and our fist clenched, not sacrificing because somebody else mentioned the word like me, but sacrificing out of love, sacrificing out of hope, sacrificing out of a participation with the Spirit of God in building and developing the kingdom of God. May the Holy Spirit bring you and I to such a place.